Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Early and he is safe. Baker steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker scores. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Dillinger throws to Early who tags Appling for the out. York moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kennedy. Dillinger moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Dillinger moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Coleman scores. Stevens moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. There goes Lehner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Maltzberger reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maltzberger moves to third. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maltzberger scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Leaner moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leaner scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colloway pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gabrion now pitching. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanford moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Pete Gabrion. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Early takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanford strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.